Layer a jungle ARP using Groove Pool tricks in Ableton Live 12. Advanced, let's go. Today we're building that classic jungle, early drum and bass ARP shimmer, but with modern control. The whole point is, we're not just making a cute arpeggio. We are creating three layered ARP sounds that each feel like they're sitting in a slightly different pocket. Then we print that movement to audio with resampling, and we treat it like a sampled loop. That's where it starts feeling like real jungle production, not a MIDI demo on a grid. Before we touch any ARPs, set the context. Tempo goes to about 172 to 176 BPM. Load any drum loop, even a placeholder rolling kit, because groove decisions don't mean anything in a vacuum. And throw in a basic bass or sub placeholder. A single sustained note is fine. You just need to hear whether the ARP is dancing around the low end or getting in the way. Now we build the driver. Make a MIDI track and name it ARP Driver. MIDI. Drop in a simple instrument just so you can hear notes, like wavy-eatable on a basic saw. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip. Let's use F minor for that classic dark jungle palette. Keep the notes simple. Tritones and a couple passing notes. Think playable, not theoretical. Then make the rhythm raw material. Eighths or sixteenths are perfect, because the groove is going to do the heavy lifting. Now add MIDI effects in this order. First, scale, optional, just to lock into F minor if you want guardrails. Next, arpeggiator. Set the style to up-down, rate to 1/16, gate around 55 to 70%, retrigger on, and steps anywhere from 0 to 12 depending on how busy you want it. Then random, but keep it tasteful, chance around 10 to 20%, choices 2 to 4, mode on add, and scale small, like 3 to 7. The goal is tiny movement, not chaos. You want something that still sounds intentional after we start pushing tining around. At this stage, listen and make sure it's musically solid even before groove. If the notes already feel messy, groove will just make it messier. Now we split it into layers, but we keep one musical source. Duplicate this idea into three instrument tracks, all using the same MIDI clip to start. Name them ARP A Bright, ARP B Bite, and ARP C Air. Same notes, same arpeggiator behavior, but three different tones and eventually three different groove behaviors. Let's design layer A, bright and wide. Use wavy-eatable, ask one on a saw. Add unison, like 3 to 6 voices, detune around 10 to 20%. Put a low pass 24 filter, cut off roughly 3 to 8K depending on harshness, and add just a touch of drive. Then add chorus ensemble in ensemble mode, maybe 15 to 30% amount. Finally, utility. Widen it to 130 to 160% and turn bass mono on around 150 to 250 Hz. Teacher note, wide is great, but jungle mixes collapse in mono more often than you think. We'll keep a mid-focused layer to protect that. Layer B is mid-bite. Use operator. Start with a simple FM-style algorithm. Nothing too complex. Make the amp envelope a short pluck. Attack basically instant. Decay 150 to 350 milliseconds. And sustain very low or off. Then add saturator with 3 to 8 dB of drive. Soft clip-on. A Q8 after that. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz so it's not stepping on the bass. And if it honks, dip a little around 1 to 2K. Layer C is air sparkle. Use analog or wave-eatable noise. Any noise source is fine, with a short pluck envelope so it follows the rhythm. Add auto filter in high pass 12 mode, cut off maybe 2 to 6K, resonance 10 to 25%, then redux, very subtle. Downsample like 1.2 to 2.5, minimal bit reduction. This layer should feel like an energy halo. If you can clearly hear the noise, it's too loud. Quick pro move before we groove. Make velocity matter so the groove becomes audible as tone, not just volume. On wavy-eatable, map velocity to filter cutoff just a little. On operator, map velocity to level or to filter cutoff if you're filtering it. Now when groove adds velocity variation, you actually hear brightness and bite changing in time. That's a big part of why old jungle ARPs feel alive. Now the main event. Groove Pool Multi-Groove Layering. Open the browser, go to Grooves, and find a couple classic swing sources. MPC or SP-style swings are great. Funk grooves with light push-pull can work too. Drag 2 or 3 grooves into the groove pool. Here's the strategy. We're not trying to make everything swing the same way. We want per layer phase. Each layer breathes on a different subdivision. Apply groove 1 to ARPA. Apply groove 2 to ARPB. And ARPC can use groove 1 again, or groove 3 if you want jitter. Now go into the groove pool and set parameters. Timing around 20 to 45%. Start at 30. Velocity 5 to 20%, depending on how plucky your layers are. Random 2 to 10%. Use less random on the bright layer and more on the air layer, because air can wobble without sounding wrong. Bass is usually 1/16th for arps, but here's the secret sauce: set different basses per groove to create different breathing rates. Try this. For RPA's groove, bass at 1/16th, that reads as the main pulse. For RPB's groove, bass at 1/8th, that gives bigger push-pull without micro-jitter. For RPC's groove, bass at 1/32nd, that creates micro-fizz that doesn't feel like obvious swing. Now listen against the drums. Teacher rule: if your drums already have swing, don't overswing the arc. Aim for interlock, not slop. If it feels like the arp is tripping over the hats, back off, timing are random. And here's an advanced trick: commit versus float. On arp B, the bite layer, commit the groove that prints the timing into the MIDI notes, so it becomes an anchored, consistent mid presence. On arp A and arp C, do not commit. Let them float so you can keep adjusting groove pool parameters. Psychoacoustically, it feels like one layer is stable while other layers move around it, which reads as sampled and human even though it's all generated. Another advanced move: groove pool random is better as something that changes over time. Don't just set random to 6% and leave it forever. Plan to automate it by section, or record yourself moving it while resampling. Jungle feels alive when instability changes over time, not when it's uniformly messy. Optional but powerful: micro flam with track delay. Open the track delay section and do timing offsets after grooving. RP to maybe minus 5 milliseconds, slightly ahead. ARPB at 0, ARPC plus 7 milliseconds so the air arrives late. When we resample, those tiny offsets glue into a chorus of attacks effect that screams hardware resample even though it's stock life. Now we print it. Group ARP A, B, and C into one group and name it ARP bus. On the bus, add glue compressor, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release auto and set threshold so you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not smash. At EQ 8, high pass around 150 to 300 Hz to leave room for bass. If it's ripping your head off, gently tame 3 to 6K. Then optionally a saturator, 1 to 4 dB drive, soft clip-on. Now create a new audio track named RP Resample. Set audio from to the RP bus post effects. Turn monitoring off so you don't double the signal. Arm it. Record 8 to 16 bars while you tweak. This is performance. Move groove time in a little. Automate random a little. Ride filter cutoff on layer A or C. Nudge operator brightness. The reason we record long is to capture happy accidents. You're basically creating a library of moments. Extra coach tip: do two prints. A tight print with conservative groove and minimal randomness, and a wild print where you push timing harder, random higher, and mod filters more. Later you can comp between them like vocals. Best of both worlds. Now we chop it like jungle. On the resampled audio, find a region where the vibe is really rolling. Consolidate it. Then slice to new MIDI track. Try transient slicing first. If it's not slicing clean, slice by 1/16th. Use the built-in slicing to simpler. On the new simpler track, set simpler to slice mode and tighten any start markers that feel late. Now here's a killer trick. Apply a subtle groove again to the slice MIDI clip. Timing 10 to 20%, random 2 to 5. Because now you're grooving audio events, not MIDI notes. It makes the resample bounce without sounding like you just looped a recording. At this point, you've turned an arpeggiator into jungle sampling material. Let's make it arrangement ready with three states. State 1. The intro tease, about 16 bars. Put an auto filter low pass on the resample track. Dart it closed and slowly open it. Add a short dark reverb, and automate dry wet from about 5% to 15. If the reverb smears the attack, add pre-delay, 15 to 35 milliseconds, and high pass the reverb return aggressively so the halo doesn't muddy the groove. State 2, the drop. Full bandwidth, but make space with sidechain. Put a compressor on the ARP resample, sidechain it from the kick or the drum bus. Ratio around 3 to 1, attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Or, jungle specific upgrade. Duck the ARP on snare only. Sidechain from the snare so the snare statement always wins, while the ARP stays energetic through the rolling kick and sub. State 3. Breakdown stutter. Duplicate the resample clip. Reverse a half bar tail. Add gate and set the threshold so it rhythmically chops. Then echo, time at 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Filter it darker, so it throws back into the mix without turning into bright clutter. Quick mix reality check as you go. ARPs love to destroy the 2 to 6K range. right where snare crack and presence live. If your snare has bite around 2 to 4K, consider dynamic control instead of a static notch. Multiband dynamics can gently reduce the mid band when the ARP gets loud, so it stays present between hits but politely steps back on impacts. And do a mono check. If the wide bright layer disappears in mono, the bite layer should still carry the idea. Mini practice to lock this in. Make a 16-bar drop ARP that evolves every 4 bars, without changing the MIDI notes. Record 16 bars, while you slowly ramp groove timing on one groove from about 25 to 40%, and slightly open layer A's filter into bar 9. Slice to 1/16th. In bars 13 to 16, remove every 4th slice hit, like a missing tooth rhythm. Then add an echo throw on the last half bar into the next section. The result should feel rolling and evolving, not looping. Recap so you can repeat it fast. Build a clean MIDI driver with arpeggiator and light random. Split into 3 tonal layers. Bright, bite, air. Use groove pool to create interlocking timing differences, and use different bass values so each layer breathes differently. Commit one layer, float the others. Resample the bus post-processing. Slice and resequence the audio like jungle sampling. Then arrange with filtered states, sidechain pocket, and stutter edits.